You shall make kroshim for the Mishkan at say shitim oimidim. Oh, look who's here, Mayor Apple. I heard you went looking for me.
Oh, I'm here. I was looking for me.
Chas v'sham ben you.
Yeah.
Okay. At say shitim oimidim. Okay, so the first you said over here is that this is a chiddush. This old mafarshim say, if you ever go in the olden days, build a log house. Children, I don't know if they do it anymore today, if they still do this, but it used to be a popular toy to a log house. It has the indentations, all different types of toys. When you build out of wood, it is normal, the planks of wood, you put them up, put them horizontally. Horizontally, you build up a log house as you build one on top of the other. The Mishkan is Atzei Shitim Oimdim, the beams stand vertically. That's not a normal thing. That's not the way. The only reason why we have studs, because today in construction you put up studs and then you attach sheetrock. But if the actual wall itself is made from wood, then the proper way to build a structure was you put the wood like bricks. Bricks are put vertically. You put cinder blocks. No one puts a cinder block standing up. The cinder blocks are put. They put horizontally, not vertically. So there's a chiddush here right away in that the Mishkan Atzei Shitim Oimdim. And in fact, from this we learn that everything in the and why? What's the reason? So the Mefarshim explains because we want the Mishkan to be the same way they grew, the way it came out of the ground. And from that we learn everything that they built in the Mishkan, the way the wood had to be constructed in such a way where it was standing. This is the way that the piece of wood came out of the ground. Now that's a little bit of a chiddush. Like you have a box. And let's leave it for now. Right now, let's leave this basic idea. I'd say shitim oimdim. Let's see pasuk tesvav. Tesvav in Rashi says v'yosisa zakroshim hoyloy loymar v'yosisa kroshim. K'mo shenema b'chol dover dover. Ma'u hakroshim. He's asking a question. Why does it say the hey hayidia v'yosisa hakroshim? What's the idea? There were special beams that were designated for this purpose. What are they referring to? Yaakov Avinu nata arosim b'mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu in Egypt, he knew al pi ruach hakodesh that the day would come when he would build the Mishkan, and he planted cedar trees in Egypt. In Canaan. And when they went down to Mitzrayim, they took with them the arosim that Yaakov Avinu planted. And when he died, in Mitzrayim, he told his children that when they leave Mitzrayim, the day will come when they will leave Mitzrayim, they shall take with them these arozim that he planted originally in Eretz Canaan, and now he took with him down to Egypt, and he told them that when the day will come, when you leave Egypt, take them back with you, you're going to need them. See to it that the wood is ready to go. You have the materials. This is what it says, the Bavli. Who's the Bavli? It's just a Bavli. I don't know who the Bavli is. Who's the Bavli? I don't know who this Python is. Tas mata mizorozim. Koirois botenu arozim. Okay, atas mata mizoy. I don't know what those words mean. Sheniz darzu liyois muchonim biodom mikoidem lokain. That he encouraged them to be prepared, that it should be prepared in their hands originally, that they shall have in their hands these beams ready for the base for the Mishkan. Atzei shitim oimdim. Okay, yes, over here some an old French word. I know what this word means. Sheyehei orech hakroshim zokuf lamalo bikirois hamishkan v'loy taase hakasolim bekroshim shechvim. He should not make it lying down. Liyos roichev hakroshim l'goiva hakasolim kerish l'kerish. Like we explained, that it should not be done like a log cabin with the beams. They rest one upon the other horizontally, but rather the beams shall be standing erect. Okay, that's Rashi. Now let's take a look at what it says over here in Targum. Targum Pasik Tes Vav says, Visaved Yos Dapaya Dafim, Kia Daf Gemara. They shall make Yos Dapaya, Lemashkino, De O A, Okay, the A means wood, sheet, sheetin, koimin, that are standing. Okay, that are standing. Okay, now I want someone to medrash that atzei sheetin is used. It's used to be moishech taiva fenoshim. Okay. Today, if you turn on the radio, I don't have to go tell you all the different things that you can that they advertise. But in ancient times, it's like the same way Leah, the same thing that happened when Leah. Well, that was really for fertility, but this is moishech taiva. So it's interesting. Why would the Mishkan be built with the material that causes a person to have taiva? I guess it means is that the same way the mashal of a chasen and kala is a mashal between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, and the goal here is that we should have a his oirus to come close to Hashem. Atzei shitim. Now let's see what it says over here in this sefer. Okay, pasuk tes vav. He doesn't really say very much. He says dapaya means luchos. That's it.
What does the Mishkan have to do with the chet ha'egel?
The Mishkan was, where did you get the Bechetu Egel over here? How did that come into the picture over here? Man de Kar
Shmei. Was the Mishkan like a refuah for the Bechetu Egel?
Yes, but what does that have to do with the Pasuk? Where does it say that over here? It doesn't say it over here.
Because the Bechetu Egel was a Bechetu of Taiva.
You're right, you're saying good. Okay. The Chazal say...
The Yidden didn't want to... They were after to their women, right? And number two, the Mitzvah really made it an orgy around the Golden Gate. So it's after Shittim to show the Kedusha.
Okay, you're saying very good. Okay. You're saying very good. I'd say Shittim because the Mishkan, the purpose of the Mishkan was to be Misakin a Kapara. Chazal say that the Mishkan, the building of the Mishkan, was a kapara for the Chetu Egel, and the Chetu Egel beikar was for to do arayos.
Arayos.
The only when they made an idol in order to be mater arayos, a new ideology just for the purpose to do whatever the taiva, to do whatever they wanted. So they were mater arayos with the Egel. So now when they did teshuvah. The teshuva, I guess, like you're saying, you can say it in many different ways. It captured the chait. The chait was taiva arayos.
So this is not my vart. This is your vart.
No, you're making the connection. I didn't think of this. The whole thing is not my vart. This is a yesoid.
This is your vart. I'm just repeating your vart. It's a different process.
This is an old yesoid. The chait to egel beikar was not avodah zarah. Chazal say that when people worship avodah zarah. They're really worshiping Avodah Zarah to create for themselves a new ideology so that they can engage in Arayos. It is a means to an end. That there's a guilt that you're not allowed to engage, do Averos. But through Avodah Zarah, you create a new ideology which permits a person to do whatever he wants. So the building of the Mishkan was clearly, in Chazal's eyes, a kapara for the Chetu Egel, and now you're suggesting this, Meir, I didn't think of this, is that the walls, everything in the Mishkan was made from Atzei Shittim. Atzei Shittim is a material that is Moshech Taiva, Ben Ish Le'ishtoi, and therefore, that's exactly the point. Over here we're coming, you can say this many different ways, we're coming over here to contain, to be Mechazik in preventing this Avera, or by using these materials, it's a kapara, whatever. You can play with it in many different ways, but yeah, you're saying something very good. It's very good what you're saying. It's a very good vart. All right, now let's see over here the next pasuk. Okay, over here, there's nothing over here in the Mefarshim. Over here, there's over here the word dapim. It says adapa. Adapa is a luchas. Dapim is luchas, means boards. All right, whatever that means. Let's go to the next pasuk. This is what it says. It tells us pasuk to Zion. Eser amois orech hakeresh v'yamo v'chatzi v'yamo roicha v'keresh shoechad. Each keresh, what are the dimensions? 10 amos tall and 1.5 wide. What about thickness? Okay, notice it doesn't say that. It does not tell us the thickness of the keresh. Isn't that strange? You would think that the Torah is leaving out a very important dimension. It says, "Erser amo is orcha keresh, v'amo v'chatzi chu amo roicha v'keresh shoyachod." Yeah, and what about the thickness? Isn't that important to know? So later we learn when it comes to the coverings, we learn that the thickness was one amo, but it doesn't say. It does not say here anywhere in this pasuk. It only gives us two of the three dimensions. Every three-dimensional object has three dimensions. There is the height, there is the width, and the length. It's telling us the width, and it's telling us the height. The height is 10, which is the length. Telling us the width. Width is 1.5. And the thickness, it's not telling us. That is an important point. Let's see what it says over here in Rashi. Rashi pasuk designed Eser Amos Erech HaKeresh Lamanu Govoi Shol Mishkon Eser Amos. So because it was stood up tall, that means that the height of the Mishkan is 10 Amos. Now there's a very strange Rashi. Why is Rashi telling us? Isn't that self-evident? Isn't it obvious? The height of a Keresh is 10 Amos. Okay? So it's 10 Amos. So automatically the Mishkan is 10 Amos tall. What is Rashi shifting from the Keresh that's 10 Amos tall to the Mishkan when everything is assembled? All of the Kerashim are assembled, it's going to be 10 Amos. So what does Rashi really mean over here? Lamanu gavah shel mishkan eser Amos. V'ama v'chatzri ama roichav lamanu orkoy shel mishkan l'chof Kerashim shel yibitzofen v'vudorim min ha-mishach l'marif lamed Amos. 30 Amos. Because we're going to learn soon that there's going to be 20 Kerashim along the length. And if each of the Kerashim is 1.5, so 20 multiplied by 1.5 is 30. So the length of the Mishkan on one side was 30, and the other side was 30. Grand total, it was 30 on each side. Okay. Now let's see what it says in the Targum. The Targum says, Pasuk Tes Zayin, Asar Amin Urka, Didapa, the Amso, Falgus, Amso, Pusya was its width. The dapachad of one board. All right, now let's take a look at what it says over here. There's any mefarshim? No mefarshim over here. Let's go to the next pasuk. Now we go to the bottom of the keresh, and we all know from the picture books that the bottom of the keresh there are two pegs. Okay, that was the oh, they're here now. The boys are here now. It's gonna get noisy now. The bottom of the keresh was etched out. So that the bottom of the keresh, there were yesedois, there were pegs that came in on the bottom. Shtei yodois la keresh rechod mishulavois isho elachoisa. What does the word mishulavois? Mishulavois means they were corresponding. They were parallel, corresponding one to the other. Kein taaseh l'chol keresh mishkan. Every single one of the keresh had on the bottom. Two yodas. Okay, so you all know what it looks like in the picture books. Two yodas. Every single one of the kashmir is two yodas. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, long Rashi over here, going through the kashmir. Okay, Blazin, you're safer. They have over there the pictures. Okay, good. Good. You got the pictures. Let me get my picture book out here. Let me find where's my picture book. Let's see here. Where's my chumash? My nice chumash.
No, why do we have it? It's mine.
I don't know where it is. Alright, I'll just use this chumash for now. Alright, this chumash, I hope it has it. And this chumash, regular chumash. I have my nice picture book here somewhere. Can't seem to find it. Alright, I got it over here. I'm just going to use the regular chumash. Yeah, the regular art school chumash. Okay, so what does it say over here? It says over here, Shtei yadois, two yadois, la keresh rechad. Choye choyreitz es a keresh milamata be'emtsoi. Begoiva ama. Okay, Rashi over here tells us a chiddush that it does not say. That it does not say in the pasuk, and that is that the bottom part they chiseled out, the yad that came forward was exactly one amma. Does not say that. All it says is that each keresh should have two yadas. If you would not know better, you would think that the keresh was 10 amois plus the yad, which would make the height of the mishkan more than 10 amois. Maybe the yad is in addition to the 10 amois. Along comes Rash, and Rash says, no, that the Yad is a chelek of the 10 Amos. Because it doesn't say that in the Pasuk. The Pasuk does not tell us the thickness, does not tell us how long the Yad was, does not tell us if the Yad was part of the Keresh. Maybe the Yad was something that was attached to the Keresh. No. It says right away, Hoye Choreit Sakeresh Milamata Be'emtsa B'Gavai, in the center, Amo. Two chidushim. Number one, it was one amma tall. Number two, that it was a chelik of the 10 ammas. Umeiniach revia rochboy mikan, revia rochboy mikan, a quarter of its width was on one side, a quarter of its width was on the other side. The hein hayadois. So what do we mean they left over a quarter? Okay, a quarter. You have two quarters on each side, equal a half. So the yad, each yad equal to, I'm not even sure what he means by this. What do you mean by the quarter? Umeniach revia rochboy, a quarter of its width, mikan. Or revia rochboy mikan, a quarter. So two quarters equal half. And I guess what it means is that the other half was the yad itself. Vehein hayisedois, these are the yadois. Vyacharitz. And the charit is chatzi roichav hakeresh beemsa, is half of the width of the keresh beemsa. The oisin hayodos machnis ba'adonim, you put on the adonim, show you chalulim. They would put, like in the picture, they would put in the amush chalulim, which were hollow. The adonim govern amo, the yoshim ritzufim arboim ze'etz al ze'etz. On the ground, there will be 40 adonim on each side, they have 20 kroshim, and each keresh has two yodos. And each yad gets a socket that envelops it. So you have a grand total of 40 sockets along the bottom of the Mishkan. The yodois hakeresh, hanichnosois b'chalal ha'adonim, charutzois mishloishot sideyen, and the yodois of the keresh that enter into the adonim, charutzois were carved out, hollowed out, mishloishot sideyen, Roichav acharitz, ko'oivei svasa oiden, along the thickness of the edge of the oiden, sheyichasa keresh es kol roisha oiden, sheim loikei nimsa revach ben keresh lekeresh. If you're not going to make it thinner, then they're not going to be flush. Ko'oivei svas shneho adonim sheyafsiku b'neim, v'zeru shneho v'yu atoyim milamato sheyach. Writes as Sidi Hayodos, you shall carve out the sides of the Yodos. Kidei sheyischabu hakroshim ze itzel ze. All right, it's a little bit. The words are very hard. I really need a better diagram. But basically, what we know what this means. Just look at the picture. Basically, he's saying over here is that we have to make sure that we carve out enough in the center and around the yad so that after we insert the two sockets, it should be flush with the rest of the keresh. So that we can take the next keresh and put it adjacent to this keresh with no protrusion on the bottom. They should be flush, perfectly flush, like they illustrate in this picture over here. You see two kerashim that are flushed next to each other. You see from the two kerashim a total of four yodas. Each keresh has two yodas. And we see how they are cut out. We cut out from all sides, so that when we put the adonim, they'll be nice and flush against the adonim. Now, I don't really know how to translate the words here, because he says over from three sides. So why do you say from three sides?
We have to go far.
Let me just see if I can get the chumash. Give me 1 second. Maybe it's over here. 1 second. I can't go, you know, they're cleaning the floor on the other side of the base finish. I can't go over there now. Not, okay, fine.
Rabbi,
yeah.
Let's say if that would be round, you would have to cut all around.
Correct.
But this is a square. We have to cut.
Right. Like the picture.
In a square way. And here is the
right, right.
Wall. You have to fit in. So you have to cut from this side.
But that's that's 4 sides. So why is it called the 3 sides? Oh, you have a good picture. You have a good picture there. Which safe we getting? That's the Chumash Rashi? Which safe is that?
This is a Saperstein edition.
The Chumash Rashi.
Yeah.
So you see the picture. He's cutting, but I don't know how to read the words exactly. Let me read. Hoya choyreitz es akeresh milamata. I'll read the Rashi one more time. You chisel the keresh milamata beemtzo in the center begoiva amba. So that's the center. The height of an amba, umeniach revia rochboy mikan, revia rochboy mikan. You leave over, so in the center you take away 50%. 50% of the center is taken away. So what's left now? 25%. On the left, 25% on the right. But from the 25% that's left over on the left and the right, you're going to chisel away more.
Half, 50%.
So what are you going to be left with already? What are you going to be left with? It's not the
you
way...
You will be left here. Here.
Raise up a little higher. Raise up a little bit higher. Yeah. You're going to be
okay,
left...
Here.
But that's here. Not a quarter. Not oh, you're saying... Quarter, okay.
And in the middle is 50. Half. And this is also a quarter. So a quarter and a quarter is one. And a half is one and a half.
Aha, uh-huh. One quarter.
And the sockets also is
okay.
A quarter. So we have two.
1/4 and 1/4 is a half, but let me do, okay, I see it. 1/4 and 1/4 is half, but it doesn't add up. The numbers don't add up. If one half in the middle, one half, something doesn't make sense over there. The numbers don't add up. You need, you have over there, if in the center you have a half. And then then you only have 2 quarters left, and those two quarters.
But here, like this.
Yeah.
So you a quarter here, half. Now from this side, you have to do a quarter.
In addition, the quarter that you have left, you have to still chisel away from the quarter that you have left.
From the one half, you chisel away a quarter. From one side to the other.
Okay.
So you like this is missing. This is missing. This is the it goes into the socket, and here is the leftover.
Yeah, but if I don't say something, Rabbi Eliezer, if you cut away from the center a half, and then so how much do you have left? How much do you have left? You have 2 quarters left. Right.
Like this. Now I chiseled out this away. This went away. This went away, this is a quarter, and then I chiseled away from, this is flesh, still flesh to the bottom, so now I chisel away a quarter from this.
Yeah, but then it comes out a quarter. It comes out that you need base. Oh, wait. Okay. I'm sorry. You're right. I made a mistake. Okay, I'm sorry, because I know why. You know why I made a mistake?
Because I
thought that it's only one amma. It's an amma and a half. That's my mistake, right? I was my mistake. I kept on thinking that the width is one amma. It doesn't make sense.
One and a half.
Okay, now okay, I got it. Okay, yeah. Okay, right. I'm sorry. That's my mistake. I kept on making that mistake. Because now you in the center you chisel out a half of an amma, and then you have left over a whole amma. So another half an amma, you're going to chisel out a quarter on this side, a quarter on that side, and the yadayim themselves is a quarter. Okay, that was my mistake. The yadayim themselves is a quarter, so two quarters equal a half of an amma, and then on the extreme end is another quarter here, a quarter there, that's another half an amma. So now we have exactly one amma on the ends, and then in the center is a half an amma. Okay, all right, because it's one and a half ammas. Okay, so one more time the Rashi. Those are the yodos. One more time. Okay, and we know what it looks like from the picture, but just, how do you read the words into the picture?
I don't know.
Somebody
read the words and made a picture.
How do you read the words in the picture? One more time. Hayachoreitz akeresh melamata beemtzoi begoyva am. Okay. Umeniach. So you would chisel in the center, an amma deep. Umeniach revia rochbay mikan. And you would leave over a quarter of its width mikan, or via rochboy mikan, vehein hein hayodos. So after the charitz in the center.
Rabbi, if you paraphrase it differently, the width is the half an amma, the
yodos.
In this side is a quarter, and in the height is one.
Right. Okay, all right.
One quarter and a half a quarter, one half a quarter and one. So that will be the thing. So that's how it is. I don't know how from the word go to the picture.
The hechritz chatzi roichav hakeresh beemzav, and you chisel out half of the width of the keresh in the center, fine. The ois na yodos machnis vadonim shuyik chalulim. V'yadonim gavanama. V'yoshim ritzuvim arboim zeel til ze. They were next to each other. V'yodos hakeresh anechnosos b'chlal adonim charutzos. Now this part is hard. The yodos of the keresh hanechnosos b'chalal ho'adonim charutzos mishloishot sidehen. I guess it means from the three outer sides. Because the inside you already chiseled out. So you still have to chisel out on the three outer parts of the charitz. Roichav acharitz. Ko'oyvei, now what is the width of the charitz? Ko'oyvei svas oiden, how much do you chisel out? See, he's not telling you how much you chisel out. It's the thickness of the oiden, of the socket. Sheichas akeresh is called roish oiden. Shem loikein. Nimsa revach min keresh lekeresh ko'oyvei svas shnei ha'adonim. Because you're not going to go do so. If you're not going to chisel it out and you're going to make this the oiden equal, then it's, you're not going to be able to put the two kroshim flush next to each other. Nimsa revach bin keresh lekeresh ko'oyve, like the thickness of the svas shnei ha'adonim sheyafsiku b'neihem, and that's no good. V'zeu shenema v'yiyu soy amim milamata. When it says that they're going to be twins, they're going to be flush milamata sheyachroitz. At sidei hayodos, you shall chisel out the sides of the yodos. Kidei she yischabu akroshim ze eitzel ze. Okay. Next, mishula vois asuyos kein shalivois sulam. What does it mean, mishula vois? The yodos shall be like the rungs of a ladder. Okay, but a ladder is normally going up. It's normally horizontal, and here it's vertical. Doesn't make any sense, right? A ladder, you have rungs. So here, the rungs over here are not going up. They're going on the bottom, sideways.
But he says, here is a translation, rung-like.
Say it again?
He translated rung-like. Not like a rung. Like a rung.
Like rungs. Yeah, like the rungs are. But what's the difference? A ladder, you're normally going up.
Yeah, but this is... But this is
side. Ke'ein sheliva sula sulam muvdolai zumi zum mishupim rasheim, and they should be smoothed out likanes so they can easily enter b'soy chalal ha'oiden kishliva hanichneses b'nekev b'soy amude hasulam. So he's explaining, just like a rung enters into the ladder on the two vertical sides of the ladder, so too these shall be able to be inserted into the socket. So when it says like rungs, it means to insert. Like a rung of the main part of the ladder is that they're inserted into a vertical post. In this case, into a part. Yisrael achaisa michuvanais zu kineg zu, they're opposite one another. Sheyu charitzeim shavim zu kemida zu, that they shall be carved out equal. It should be consistent. Kidei shelo yehu shtei yodai zu mishuch letzad penim, vezu mishuch letzad chutz, be'oivei hakeresh shulchu ama. So here, for the first time, he says that the thickness of the keresh is an ama. The first time. So over here he's telling us is that the yodois, the place of the yodois shall be exactly opposite. You shouldn't have on one keresh and one yad should be further to the inside, and another one should be further to the outside. The yodois shall be perfectly right opposite each other in the center, and the thickness of the keresh is one ama. How does he know that? How did Rashi know that? Over here, there's an oisade. What does it say over here in the Sifzei Zekanim? The Sifzei Zekanim say, the Yuakroshim, Oimdim, the Yuakroshim, what's this? Oimdim Bishipu. I guess, you know, he's not telling us, he's just thinking that if it's not going to be in the center, then it's going to tilt. It's going to tilt in a certain way if it's on an angle. The Yodois should not come down on an angle. If the Yodois come out of the keresh on an angle, then it's going to force that the kroshim are not going to be perfectly straight. They're going to, because it's going to go into a socket on an angle. It has to go into a socket standing perfectly vertical. Fine. He has a chiddush over here. It means like a peg. The old-fashioned doors. They still have it today on some fancy doors. Is that having hinges on the side? There is a pivot on the bottom, a pivot on the top, and the door swings on the pivots. Right? The old, some doors still have it. You have a pivot. You don't have hinges on the side. You have a pivot here, and you stick it in nice and tight somehow, and it swings. So he's saying a yad, the Targum says a yad is a tzir. A yad, the translation of the word yad, is the same is what a hinge. The ancient pivot, that's how the Targum translates the word yad. Okay, let's see the Targum. Targum over here. Then let's see the Targum of this pasuk. Train tzirin. The Targum translates the yodois to be two tzirin. Tzir means the hinge of a door, which is really the pivot of the door on top of the bottom. Over here, it's on the bottom. Ladapa. Chad. What's over here? Shnei lekereshu echad. Ladapa. Chad mishulavin. What does it mean, chad? Of to one, right? To one. Mishulavin. Wow. He doesn't even translate the word mishulavais. Mishulavais. He doesn't translate mishulavais. He is mishulavin. I guess it means, doesn't really translate. See, chad lekavel chad, Ta'abed l'chol da'apei mashkino, you shall make for all of the boards of the Mishkan. Okay, let me see over here what it says over here. In the commentary, he says, Sirin targum shel cha, targum shel yodois sirin, lefi shedoimois litzidei hadeles, hanichnosim b'choyrei hamifton, in the threshold of the entrance, kosav ha'orich sheperish tzirchu shenoikvin hadeles, you make a hole in the door, the koivin bo eitz, chad, and you insert a piece of sharp wood, kidei lachnisoi l'oretz, lachzor l'kan l'kan. Okay, l'kovel v'chim perish rashi, m'chuvunot zek neged zeh. All right, it doesn't say more than that. All right, so what's the chilut in Rashi, and is there a machlekes here? Rashi and Unkelus? Rashi is telling us the yad. How does he touch the word the yad? Yad, he says, choretz akeresh, revi'e rech, v'kevim v'mugan, the hein hein hayodos. Targum says, terein tzirin l'dapa chad mish, to each one, mishulavin, they shall be positioned chad l'kovel chad. And mishulavin ta'abed l'chol dapi mishkana. If I would not know better, I would suggest that the Targum disagrees with Rashi. If Rashi here is coming over here to say hein hein hayodos, and Rashi is writing something that he's taking from the Targum, maybe the Targum held that the yodos are not part of the wood. Maybe he held that the yodos were indeed, they were inserted. They were like, because he said, because what is the pivot of a door? It's not part of the door. The tzir of a door is something external. You have a big door, a big piece of wood, and they drill into the piece of wood a pivot on the bottom and on top. It's not part of the, it's metal. The door is wood, and they put into the door these metal, basically just poles, little poles, which spins on. Maybe what it's Rashi, by going and telling us, you have the wood, and you chisel out the wood, and then in the center, you chisel here, you chisel there. Oh, so now what do you left? You left with these two things sticking. Hein, hein, hayodos. The fact that Rashi is going out of his way to tell us all this elaboration. See, we're brainwashed. We only learn Rashi. So we look at the pictures. I have a sefer at home. It's a very choshev sefer. It's put out by at least 30 years ago. I don't know, 25 years ago. So he actually put out now the second volume on the clothing, and it's incredible sefer. There's no color pictures. They're like diagrams, very good diagrams, where he goes through all of the Rishonim, and he shows that the picture that we've been brainwashed is Rashi, Baruch Hashem. All of the Rishonim, they disagree with Rashi. Every single one of the Kalim has a different interpretation of what it looked like. Like shocking things. Like, for example, the Oroin. Did the Oroin have legs? The Shulchan had legs. So Rashi goes out of his way to say there were no legs. He shows that many of the... Wait, so what do you do? You put the Oroin on the floor? What do they do with the Oroin? They mamish, they put the iron on the floor. What? That's what you do with the iron? You put it on the floor? How could that possibly? So he reads, he shows him all of the Rishonim. He makes pictures. And he reads all the Rashbam and Ibn Ezra and this one and that one, even the Rambam. We learn like Rashi, Baruch Hashem. But there are many other Rishonim that have a whole different understanding. And he shows the iron had legs. There were four legs. He had a whole new mahalach and how to understand the Pashup Shah and the Pasuk. It's not popular, you know, in Yeshiva Katana, they're not going to like this if you say this. But if you look carefully at the Targum and you look at Rashi, it looks like, very possibly, there's a very big machlokes Rashi and the Targum. What exactly are the Shtei Yodos? If Rashi over here is going, Choyreitz, Esakeresh Milamata, Be'emetzo'oi, you're chiseling, the Goyva Ama, or Maniach Rochboy Mikan, Revi Rochboy Mikan, Vehen the Yodos! Oh! And now we have the Yodos. And now you have to carve it on the other side to get the Adonim on. Okay. It's part of the wood. Ungulus, train it seated. Two metal pivots. Two pivots. You're sticking two pivots. Does that mean that the Kerashim now, the Mishkan, was more than 10 amos? Rashi in the beginning said it was 10 amos. Because you're chiseling out. If you're going to stick a little teeny pivot, it's not going to be 11, but it'll be a little bit more. I don't know, whatever the Adonim are, it's going to be a little bit more. It could very well be there's a major machlokes, unkelus and Rashi, as to what it looked like. I have to go find the sefer at home. Can't see if he has the picture. It's very interesting. I'm certainly it's amazing. And now, like 25 years later, I remember when I learned the sefer many years ago. It was very expensive. It was a very expensive sefer. And I said, oh, what a shame. He only did Parashas Teruma. He didn't do Parashas Tetzaveh. Because the clothing, you also could have 100 perushim. What does it look like? You know, what are the clothes? So Rashi tells us. So therefore, we follow Rashi. But so now, I think recently, like 2-3 years ago, he put out another volume on Parashas Tetzaveh on the Big Day Kuhuna. All right, we'll stop here. Lisa, thank you so much for coming and learning with me. Very interesting. You see that? I could have gone my whole life without knowing Machlekes Rashi Unkelus. What do the others look like? Okay, thank you very much.